Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
ITL Fantasy Podcast Network presents In a World of Football Podcasts that sounds like this.
Welcome into our podcast on Suck Talk Radio.
And talk like this.
Wah, 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 wah. Don't draft the running back, wah, wah.
Because they're not.
So much fun.
Bogman, let's not overreact here.
The In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Featuring Bogman.
Then he came in and he just went ham. Oh, God. Yummy and panties. Like, those are words like men should not say.
And the Welsh.
Well, Brodels is...
Did you just bro another player? You say Brodels instead of Bortles?
I totally called them bro.
Are you broing all of these guys?
Playing on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Burn it to the ground!
Coming to your ears. Now,
welcome in, friends, to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast final draft prep episode. It is a surprise mock draft. I am the Welsh, that is Bogman, and we are here for the swear jar mock draft. What is the swear jar, Bogman?
The forking swear jar mock.
Holy forking shirt balls. If any curses come over the airwaves, they're coming over the airwaves. You're getting them in your ear holes. But guess what also is going to be getting? Some ducats, some dollar bills, cream, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, Bogman. Dollar bill, y'all. Because any cuss word is going to cost the other person $10. That's right. Now, you could say, guys, don't cuss. Okay.
Yeah, great. Easier said than done. Hey, Bogman, don't eat fast food.
Yeah. What also?
Hey, Welsh, don't be angry.
Yeah, be happy. What also is in line with this mock draft, we might be poking and prodding each other. That's part of the process. We'll explain more again when we get to the mock draft, but that's how that works. But more importantly, it is a 12-team PPR on the Yahoo, and this is the most up-to-the-minute relevant draft prep as far as a mock goes that you are going to get. And one slightly nice little thing I would point out that, you know, we're not even taking into account here, even more so for like the late drafters. This is the first time going into your final weekend that you really have the chance to avoid injury. You know, like your final draft prep weekend, you've got preseason games and stuff happens, you know, last second. And all of a sudden, hey, this guy had this and the MRI came in and you did a draft on Labor Day and the MRI came in and boom, boom, boom. No, the games are done. They're done. So the outside of a guy having a freak thing in a walkthrough practice or whatever, you actually get to avoid the injuries wholly and completely. And that's actually a really nice little addition that we are going to get. So these final mock draft things, that's kind of what inspired us to do one more. Also, you know, Bogman said he's not going to edit, so we did the swear jar one, but that's actually a fun one to do. Is it really gives the feel, because there's no injuries that are going to be on the table for us, Boggs.
Yeah, thank God. You know, and that's why I always say I like to do any live drafts I'm going to do. Like slow drafts, you just can't avoid doing them before some of these injuries happen. But, you know, any live draft that we're doing, I like to do after all of the preseason is done. So, like you said, all of that stuff is out of the way.
Yeah, I think you were planning the home league, Bogman, Ruben, Boob. Which, you know, Ruben Boob has changed because,
I mean,
you know,
50% ITL army now.
I know. So like, well, it also
like
shows
a couple of my jerk friends that are left and then our listeners, you know.
It's also just such a testament to us where it's just like, and getting older, you just don't have the same friends. And then the boobs and the rubes, they just kind of lose interest. So then, you know, we become friends. It's another perk of, you know, doing this for a long time and having people that support us kind of start to become friends with people and people we trust, and we'll kind of put them in inner circles over time and stuff like that. Our Ruben Boob is becoming a lot more of a problem. It's a lot more like an ITL league. You can't really skin by anymore because there's dudes in there that are, you know, I want to say, probably had, have we had a, one of our listeners win the home league yet?
Yeah. Got 3-1 the baseball league the first year we did it.
Awesome.
So right. And I think Jesse might have won football last year. So yeah.
Ban him. He should not be allowed to do anything. Hey friends, we've got brand new football ranks up today over on our Patreon. So come and check it out. Patreon.com/ITL Army. It's like the first couple days in the month. There's so much ahead of us, and it's a great time to sign up. If you've been on the fence, maybe you were around for a little bit, or, you know, I totally understand. Maybe you were here for draft season. And you're like, yeah, I can kind of dip out. I'd say take a little second guess here, because not only do we have updated ranks for you for this weekend, which you're going to want to check out, we've got a ton more. Thursday or Monday night with Bogman. Bogman usually does at least one a week. Live stream games are happening starting next week, I guess. Yeah. So next week, that's crazy.
Cowboys and Bucks will be live streaming. Let's go.
Boom. There's a live stream. I do a live stream event with autographs and breaking cards and talking about all that stuff. We've got secret shows. We've got GroupMe rooms, which is a great help, and a ton more. You want to be a part of our little piece of the audio fantasy universe? Come and check it out. Patreon.com/ITL Army. We'd appreciate it when you do so. You are directly supporting Bogman and I, who put all of our time and effort into all the stuff that we do. When Bogman's not doing podcasts with every other person on the internet, which is bad at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot with Bubba now. You know, they're obviously shorter. I think my total time is probably more with you, but it's probably 50-50 you and Bubba right now. And I'm doing shows with Pisa Pia now, and I have my show with Nick Allen. So,
That's very. You've turned this into a very poly relationship here, Boggs. You're just like, I'm just excited.
I'm not a one man guy, Welsh. I'm sorry. Yeah. I have to explore. All right. I'm not monogamous.
In our, poly podcast here, I'm so happy to see you happy, because that's all that it's really about. I am.
What was that thing from your mom's house? Like, doesn't it just bring you joy when you look at your partner and you see they're so happy to be with a new person? Oh my God, so much joy.
That's how I feel. That's how I just do my own thing. I either do it by myself, Bogman, or with you. So I don't cheat around, but it's okay. It's okay. You can do the stuff and the thing. So it's very centric based around what we did in the player debates that we just had with the guys like the Gus Edwards and the James Robinsons and stuff. We get to take a lot of those polling and we get to put it into application today. So if you are trying to consume and digest a little bit of draft prep, this episode is going to be for you. And like I said, just be prepared. If you got kids or anybody around, something could slip. We're going to try to shirt and fork ball it, but I might also be poking and prodding.
Yeah. Some of maybe we'll get into that. Yeah, that doesn't sound like us at all, right?
No.
We're the kind of friends that you can never tell we've ever fought or anything. It's just holding hands and rainbows. So
yeah, exactly. That's why we're in this poly podcast relationship, Boggs. That's what we do. Also, I want to remind you guys, we got a radio show on Sports Grid. It's 3 hours and it is going to be very football centric through the rest of the year. And it's a bit more gambling centric in that respect. So if you guys want to check that out, we'll probably be usually in season. We do DraftKings lineups and stuff like that and talking about some of the lines. And we will be doing that this week, looking at some of the week 1 lines. So make sure that you guys are, maybe this week, next week is probably going to make a little bit more sense, but make sure you check that out on Sports Grid. You can just search in this league, find Sports Grid, the Sports Grid edition, plus all of our other podcasts. So I always give the caveat, for whatever reason that we can't identify, the Google podcast just does not play well with us. The football podcast is up, but sometimes it disappears and the baseball one comes back up. So I highly suggest just pick literally anything else except for Google Podcasts and you will be good to go. So let's get into this bad boy. This is the actual true final mock draft. We are going to go through all the motions, all the stuff, maybe a little polling, and we'll even tell you what is coming up next week, friends. So strap in, swear jar mock draft, get your dollars ready. Get your jars ready. Get set. I might poke and prod. Let's
go. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
It is officially time for the real final mock draft of ITL's fantasy football season with the swear jar mock draft. So, as we said in the open, we would explain all that needs to be explained right now. So what this is, it's very simple. But we did have some not even newer ITL members, but people like, what was the swear jar mock? This is what it is. There's no editing in this episode. So there might be a not safe for work explicit tag on this podcast, because for every curse, you or I, whoever does the cursing, and I think historically, if we had stats on this, I probably would be the bad guy, the villain in this
landslide. Right.
Well, I don't know. I feel like you had one where you exploded.
Yeah, I think the last one we did, I was, I can't even remember who it was, but it was one pick in baseball where I was not happy.
And it was like three straight, like boom, boom, booms. But $10 goes into the swear jar pot for every curse. And the person who curses the least takes down that money. And I know you could.
I think you might have me today. I'm having an incredibly frustrating day. And you know how I get with that. So, My mouth reacts before my brain does.
Oh, no. So. It's going to be an interesting day for both of us.
Okay.
We're both in a mood. And I even called Bogman earlier. And Bogman did what he hates more than anything. I'm going to set the tone here. He did the thing to me that he hates more than anything happening to him in his life. The most passive aggressive goddamn comment.
Sure.
One that if your mom would say, you would have exploded at me. And then we were like, okay, we're going to get off the phone here, because that set the tone here. So we are both in a mood. At least you acknowledge it.
Look, I'm sorry about that. I was frustrated and, I don't have an excuse for it. So
yeah, oh, me too. Bad. Oh, you know, you did. I mean, don't be a nice guy here. This is not what this episode's about. This is the swear jar episode, but you and I are both in a mood. So that's going to set the tone early. Also, neither one of us are strung up great for money right now. But you know what? I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. Oh, there comes the video. I don't think it matters, because you and I, if things don't go our way, it's going to get dicey. And people would say to yourselves, well, guys, don't curse.
Oh,
have
thanks.
You listened to our
thanks,
podcast?
Genius.
Have you listened to our show before?
Yeah.
We take these mock series. And you know, the other thing
we've
done.
That's a passive aggressive comment right there. Just
to the listeners, 100%.
Me?
Have you listened to our damn show? The other interesting thing, and I don't think there is something to do for this, but the last two mocks we have done, we've also kind of put something on the line. You know, we've the last couple mocks, I mean, this mock we're doing money. We did the we're going to monitor it, keep mock. You know, we've been putting things kind of on the line. We have the Amazon thing. So, you know, little keepsies here. And this is the final one as we're coming into like our final drafts as well. So it's an intense time of intense movement. So you don't tell us not to curse. We will tell each other to try not to curse. But one of us is going to be in for some ducats today, and you guys can vote. I would say probably
if the kids are in the car, maybe listen to the baseball show. Right,
well, I mean,
now,
we're going to attempt to so the adjustment here is instead of F, say fork. You know what I mean? Like instead of S, say shirt. Holy forking shirt balls.
Right.
That's the point. So it could be okay, but anything that pulls through, it's going to happen, and money is going to be on the line. And that's just what it is. That's what's going to be the swear jar mock.
It is what it is.
So on the mock draft here, look at this. Bogman with the first overall pick. Unbelievable. First,
I get to have
pick.
CMC in one thing. I haven't got him in any drafts yet this year, so I'm happy. So
yeah,
maybe we'll play this one out. Maybe we will.
Tucson's Butthole, which is Chad. I don't even need to know. I just know who that is. There's only one Tucson Butthole. I'm not gonna say that. Josh tried to get me for $10 off the bat.
Did too.
His team name is called F the Steelers. I almost said it. Barrow is four. Toby's F. All these guys are being horrible. Dude, I just noticed this. Three of them put curse words in their name. What a-holes.
They're trying to get you.
Clint. So Toby's five. He has a F in there. Clint's six. Seven is Ryan. Eight is Kyle, who put sick ass, but we can say ass.
Ryan.
It's nine is Ryan Porter, who put the real what RFP means. I am 10. Guthrie's 11 and Braun is 12. So I'm at 10. It's one of my least favorite spots on the entire planet.
That's great.
You're in your favorite spot. There's going to be poking. There's going to be prodding. One quarterback, three wide receiver, two running back with a flex, obviously a tight end. And we're doing it on Yahoo. We're doing it on a real system, not on ESPN or others that I could name that I don't feel like it. Oh, I got the clock on. So here we go. Let's start this bad boy up. Mock draft 11.0. Really, it's the swear jar mock. So earmuffs.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chris Welch.
He said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman.
Former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Boom.
Bogman, you're on the clock.
CMC. Easy.
Congratulations.
Was that weird?
Like, take the white guy first overall, huh, Boggs?
I picked so fast. Well, I'm woke. So okay. Yeah, I'll go the opposite of what most people think.
I think it's the other direction. What were you saying was weird?
It gave me like the you're up after I picked the little blue noise, you know?
I mean, let's be honest here. Dalvin,
what is with these player cards?
I almost said Dane Cook when Dalvin Cook just went.
Dane Cook, that's right.
He thinks he is the Burger King.
well, what am I supposed to do when you sneeze? Achoo! When you die, nothing happens.
Alvin Kamara went three. We both know Yahoo and oh boy, Fantrax. You're all in for a rough weekend of drafts this weekend. It's going to be a rough go. I fully expect. You're like, hey, why is this delayed? It's because things are going to be rough. Alvin Kamara went three. Elliott went four. Saquon five. Derrick Henry six. And Travis Kelce went seven. So Kyle's up.
Kelce's like, been moving up boards.
You know, something you and I never updated, by the way, never got a response from the Ross Tucker podcast. Remember, they randomly messaged me after a year and I responded to them. Would you take Travis Kelce in the first round? But we have another update that you never responded.
Yeah. Well, they hit me up with the same exact DM that the Welsh got about 16 hours after the Welsh. I don't know why you're more popular than me.
But you got followed. They instantly followed. Right? Or maybe they had followed.
No, they did not follow me. Okay. I'm not being followed by them.
Oh, they just messaged. Oh, that's weird.
Hold on.
Davante Adams, eight. Tyreek Hill, nine. This is a great situation. Jonathan Taylor at 10. I love it. So wait, they messaged you and they didn't follow you?
Yeah, I'm almost positive that I'm not being followed by the Ross Tucker podcast. I will check to make 100% positive sure that I'm not, but I can
I still got it here. Ross Tucker podcast. They had followed. This was a long time ago, but then they sent that message August 11th. They haven't responded. So, Ross Tucker podcast. It's interesting. You guys aren't interested in responding to your fans.
You know what?
Huh?
They do follow me. I don't know why.
11 went Aaron Jones, Najee Harris 12, Nick Chubb 13, you forker. And Antonio Gibson 14.
Oh, nice. Are you frustrated? Let it out, Welsh. Don't keep it in. That causes cancer. Yeah. Ooh, boy. Let out all your stress.
I'm in trouble. Well, I guess this is, well, for the 12 team, I'm interested in taking the wide outs, but I'm gonna do the back-to-back running backs. I'm gonna go Taylor and Eckler. So that's pretty good.
I feel like you're gonna like your team more because
I think I might at 10. I always get told that, be like, you know, it's really bad to like, you know, stress is really bad for this and that. And it's like, that doesn't help. You know what that's like? You know when people tell, when people are like, hey, you know, listen, like if you hold in the anger and stuff, it's really bad for you. You know what that's like? That's like when someone's like, calm down. There's nothing in the planet.
Calm down.
There's nothing in the planet that will make me not calm down more than telling me to calm down.
You telling me to calm down. Right.
I will instantly go 12 notches more when you tell me to calm down. So it's like, oh, you know, it's really bad for you if you hold that in. Okay. Well, now I'm going to die because now it's worse.
The only time I tell people to calm down is when they're acting insane. I'll be like, okay, Jesus.
But that's worse. That's still like.
But it's like there's no reason to be going crazy, you know.
Always a reason. There's
almost never a reason. So,
well, I mean, I know what you're saying, but
I know the
insanity of what I'm saying. Eckler, Diggs, Waller went 17 overall. Hopkins 18. Calvin went 19. CEH, and then Joe Mixon. Bogman, you're a couple picks away. What you gonna do there, buddy?
I want James Robinson pretty bad. And probably DK Metcalf.
Carson went 22. Your one
Robinson and Metcalf would make me so happy.
Close calls yet on the swear jar. Even John, even Jason, even Bron just asked, any F's or S's? I could use 10 bucks.
I like how he didn't say, you know, how he did those both and you properly shorthanded
him. I did.
I'm very proud of you. God damn it.
Oh, God. I think GD might be.
You just said it's not.
No, I didn't say
that. You literally just said it and said, well, that doesn't count. So,
well, when you say it, it sounds worse.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Make up your own GD rules. I see how you are.
Yeah. James Robinson, Bogman just took, and Justin Jefferson. That's pretty good for a buddy.
McCaffrey, Robinson, and Jefferson so far.
You and I were talking on the phone the other day, and we ended the call, and I buddied you in a completely like innocent buddy.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I hung up the phone, because it was more serious call. And then the minute I hung up, I was like, oh God, I did buddy. And I almost called you back to be like, I didn't mean to buddy you, but it was beyond needing to do that. But it was like
my friend Joe, not Pisa Pia, different Joe, has cured me of buddy. I don't care anymore. Yeah, it just doesn't. I honestly don't even remember you saying it. So
I did it to end the call. Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, Allen Robinson. By the way, seems like these wideouts are really high ranked on Yahoo right now. Terry McLaurin just went 28. There goes CeeDee Lamb at 29. If Dave Montgomery is there, I'm going to shirt a brick.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to shirt a whole brick out?
Mm-hmm. I will. I mean,
he's not going to be there. Does that frustrate you?
Orkin,
calm down.
What's that? That one actually got me a little bit. When you told me to calm down, that one flipped a switch on me. Dave Montgomery went 30. Patrick Mahomes went 31.
Just relax, buddy. Mm. Just calm it down. No reason to get that upset.
All right, pal. I appreciate you looking after me. It's Nice Guy Bogman all over.
What am I?
Nice Guy Bogman.
Oh, okay.
You're a good guy. There goes DeAndre Swift.
There he goes. Who do you really want? Because Porter will probably take him right here. That'd be great.
I kind of might want Gus Edwards, to be honest with you. There goes Josh Allen. I'm up. But Kittle is there, too. I wonder
what is with these player cards.
Well, hold on.
You know what? I think I actually kind of like it now that I'm used to it.
I think I kind of want it.
I think I kind of want it.
All right. So I am going to go. Ooh, this is a tough decision.
Oh, shirt. You have 7 seconds.
Sure. I'm going to take Kittle. And I'm going to hope that Gus said, I don't think he will. There goes Keenan Allen. If not, I'll take Miles Sanders. Just skipping white out completely.
Kittle is
Mike Evans.
Who is it? Is it Gus Bus?
It's Gus Bus. Yeah.
Come on, Bron. Come on, Guthrie. You guys know what to do.
Come on.
Come on, baby.
Sign the treaty, baby.
Sign the treaty, baby.
Amari Cooper, one pick away. We do have three wideouts here, so I do need to consider that.
There are definitely people working in my house that are probably like, Cooper, what is going on?
Yeah, I'm going to take Gus Edwards.
Gus Bus. There he goes.
Fourth round. answers your question. I took him a little bit higher, but I got a big old run here, so I don't have to worry about running backs. But
I just want wideouts. One. I just want one of Sanders, Jacobs, Davis.
Okay. And if you don't get one, you'll at least curse.
I probably would. So
very boring right now.
Am I boring?
Dance monkey.
God damn it.
Mm.
All right, Kyle Pitts. You just said it's not.
I think three GDs equal one curse. I have one and you have two.
Yeah, all right.
So one more GD. You're not going to get me to say what the word is. It's just gosh darn. Robert Woods just went 41.
Gosh darn. So you have one gosh darn and I have two now because I just said gosh darn two times in a row.
So what are you complaining about with the player cards? I don't understand.
No, I wasn't used to them, but now I like them. Oh, in the chat. Look at the chat.
Oh, like how it just shows their name?
Yeah, well, before it was kind of, you know, if people were talking, it kind of got, the players got mixed in and it was kind of hard to see.
I see what you're saying. There went Josh Jacobs.
Oh, come on.
Chris Godwin.
So come on.
You have one more?
No, I got Sanders and Davis. I want one of those two.
There goes Julio.
Julio! And I was all like, Emilio! Emilio!
Do you feel like completely blind prepped with all the mocks we've done and all the stuff?
I feel pretty prepped. Yeah, I do feel pretty ready.
Like, I do too. I feel like I can navigate this really well. There goes Deontay, though. So now I feel less navigating.
Okay. All right.
Oh, there goes
who just
Mike
went.
Davis. What?
Don't take Miles Sanders.
I mean, I'm ready.
Come on.
$10.
Don't do
$10.
It. $10.
Come on. Come on, Chad. You can do the whole time. All right, Chad. And
Tyler Lockett. All right. So it's going to be Sanders for one. That's my flex RB. And then I'm going to take Juju.
Yeah.
Boom. McCaffrey, Robinson, Sanders with Justin Jefferson and Juju.
That's great. Ooh, a lot of cuss words in there.
Uh-oh, what? Oh, Chad.
Chad owes like $30 after that. So I will tell you, as much as I'm going to like this team, a major, major problem I'm going to have is whiteout is going to be pretty crap. Lamar Jackson's still on the board. I'm 100% taking Lamar Jackson.
Major influence on me.
Terrible. It's a major influence on me.
That stupid English accent. Is that me? Unfortunately, yes, it is. What's up?
Fudge. Odell just went 51. Jeez. That was a backup plan. Fuck you. Fudge you.
Nope. Got him.
Lamar just went right after Odell, too. Damn it.
Oh, Barwich even in the chat said got him right after Lamar Jackson went. Is he listening?
I don't know. Do we have this live stream?
How is he listening? Did you mark this as as unlisted? Did you do that?
That's a great question.
Oh no.
Let me look here. This isn't on YouTube.
We've been talking
live,
about who we want the whole time.
This is on. Oh wait, but you know what? No, we didn't post it anywhere. It's unlisted. Never mind.
Okay.
We're safe. I clicked on the YouTube and I saw us. There goes Chase Edmonds. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're the administrator. So
hold up. Wait a minute.
Hold up.
All right. So I need wideouts because I've got three running backs with Kittle. The wideouts are not horrific while also not being great. There goes my phone.
The hell does that
I have
mean?
10 seconds.
7, 6, 5, 4.
All right. We're going to go Thielen.
Thielen, all right, you're a bitch.
The B word, that's
the
one.
B word?
The B word.
I have not bleeped a B word in 4 years.
Well, that's $10. There goes Kareem Hunt. Okay. You're being a Kareem Hunt right now.
Well, that Kareem Hunt one kind of pissed me off, so.
Yeah, how much?
Not that much, but.
No, not enough.
Mean, you're up before me, so you say who you want. Or I can say who I want here.
That was it.
Kyler Murray.
Yep.
God damn it, Bron.
That's the third GD.
Oh, whatever. You
and with your goals. B, you are now in $20.
GD in your B?
Well, technically $10.
Yeah, you GD are S in the B.
I think I want Dak.
Do you?
I do want Dak. Javonte, Trey Sermon, I'm up. And I mean, I could use another wide out here, but
can ya?
I can. Yes. Yeah, I can. let me take a look here. I'm really playing low on wide outs, but
are ya?
Ooh, you're getting me now. Now it's getting me. Yeah, yep. I can go Dak. Suck it, Trebek.
That is unfortunate.
Raheem Mostert.
Mostert.
Hey there, hon.
Raheem Mostert. Are you from Baltimore?
Do up all these players now.
I like Raheem Mostert. He's my favorite Mostert. Mark Andrews, if he falls back, would be great.
A little tight end action going?
A little tight end action, a little bit, a little bit.
Leonard Fournette, a little bit. That's good. That's good for you.
Come on, man.
Good for you, bud.
T. Higgins. Fournette was definitely my second guy here.
No.
I mean, I know you're shocked.
Really?
Yep.
You were going to take Leonard Fournette?
Yeah, I was going to do that.
Look how much Michael Carter fell in the Yahoo ranks, too. Kyle owes
$20. Porter. Or that was Kyle. Wow.
That was Kyle. He owes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, settle down there. There went TJ Hawkinson and then Ronald Jones, who was on my GD list.
Let's take Mark Andrews. Don't do it. Three picks.
What did Porter say there, Bugs? Payback's what?
Payback's a son of a gun.
Oh, dang it. I was trying to get you. That was 69, Russell Wilson.
Nice.
Two picks away. Who do you want?
Mark Andrews. You know, the worst part here is being whisked right next to Chad because he knows exactly who I want. But
it did feel like we were live there for a little bit.
It really did.
It did. What's happening here? Are you guys watching? I mean, we could.
Like, I don't want to accuse you of stuff, but are you sure you did not make it public? So,
I know. Cortland Sutton, then Aaron Rodgers just went.
God, I wanted Sutton. All right. I know. Which whiteout do I want? Well, this one's going to make you more upset, so we'll do this one.
Oh, I know exactly. You.
What? I think you got three quarters of that.
So nah, I got a five. You took Jerry Jeudy piece of shirt.
Piece of shirt.
Yep. Piece of shirt.
Shirt.
I definitely wanted Jeudy. But my backup is Chase Claypool, but unfortunately, he's at the top of the list. I'll just go Kenny Golladay. I'll just go old, worn out. Receivers.
No, I mean Kenny Golladay is not old, but
always on the he's cute.
He's banged up. Yeah. He's not old.
He's a he's running that group. He is Q, Kenny Golladay. Who is Q? Kenny Golladay is always questionable. What's that group's name? I'm forgetting the name. They're the
QAnon.
Who are the Q people? QAnon. Yeah, exactly. That's his new nickname. Not Go All Day. He's Kenny. He's the QAnon because he's Q
anonymous because he's questionable and never there.
Yeah. Q all day.
There's the vaccine goes. Jamar Chase. Oh, and there goes back, Kenny Golladay.
I'm holding back the fuzz. Tyler Boyd, Jamar Chase, Kenny Golladay. God damn it! There goes Chase Claypool.
That's two.
That's two. Oh my God! It's all wide receivers. There goes Melvin Gordon. They just zapped it to me.
What the French toast?
That pit, God dang, dude. I caught myself. They just murder ball.
You're up.
I know. They just murder balled through all the wideouts. What I wanted.
10 seconds.
Eight, I know. Seven, I wanted to take one of those six. Other guys and then take Debo here as my third.
Debo.
But he's my number two now. So that's great.
Wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah.
There's something today, dude. I feel like we've been pretty calm at the top of this. I feel like we're in for a rough landing.
Why don't you just relax? Why don't you calm down, right?
Mm-hmm. LeBron says he freaking knew it. He said he freaking knew it, Welsh. Yeah. Stop taking my guys, you dirt people.
Who were you saying you were the original? You were the original Javi Baez. Is that what we were saying the other day?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he was just like thumbs down on everybody. Logan Thomas went 83rd. Brandon Cooks just went 84th. I gotta figure out what loser I'm gonna take here.
Loser.
There goes James Conner. You know, DJ Chark. I'm gonna do this. This is a great time to do this. This is a great, this is a super smart play, but you know what? Good on me for doing this. Oh, Michael God. Carter as my fourth running back, all the upside in the world.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't upset me because I just knew you were going to take Michael Carter, but yeah. I did. He was at the top of my queue.
Yeah, just all, I mean, give me that slide all day long, and he's one of my bench running backs. Fantastic. Michael Carter, 87 overall.
You bitch.
Robbie Anderson and then Tom Brady. There's a B.
I mean, I'm. Are we counting bees? I thought we said we're not counting bees.
Well, you said we're not counting bees.
Yeah. Well, you don't get to make up the rules. So.
Okay, but you did have three.
GDs. You got me on GDs. I'm not giving you bees. All right. Okay.
So where are we at? Are we tied?
I think there's I owe 20.
Oh, you owe 20, and I owe 10.
Okay.
That sounds right. AJ Dillon went 93rd. Sonny Michel went 94th. Who's that team again? What is it? The Steelers.
It's F the Steelers is what his team name is. I'm going to go Devontae Smith for one.
That's a good pick. Philip Lindsay went 95.
Oh, I'm go away debating.
Devontae 96 to Bogman.
I will go with Zach Moss.
Great pick. What a good pick. That's why Fantasy Pros wanted you. You make the good picks.
That's why they didn't want you.
Mm-hmm. So I don't make the good picks. That's why they had me on the most popular show of the season.
What is this draft together thing? Video chat?
You can live chat. Great.
That's
you should live chat with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You can give them some great advice, like Leonard Fournette in the second round, Lev Bell in the third.
Fuck you in the fifth.
All right, well, you just said Fantasy Pros didn't want me, so I pulled out the big guns. I pulled out the big guns that reminded you about last year. LaVisca just went, which pissed me off. Will Fuller went 100. Michael Gallup went 101. I think you owe me 20 right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought Michael Pittman just went. And Singletary. Ooh, I don't know what I want to do.
You might want to figure it out.
I might want to figure this out pretty quick.
You might want to not figure it out. Oh, shit. That's too bad. Oh.
You know what? I'm going to pay that one. That pissed me off. That one pissed me off that Marvin Jones just won't win before.
I mean, yeah. I knew exactly who you were going to take. How did you not know?
All right, I got to figure out what the hell I'm doing now because that just threw me completely off.
Well, you have 20 seconds, so.
Great. And I have nobody
in
my queue.
All the world.
Ugh. See, this whiteout thing just ruined me. Oh my God, these guys are so bad. All right, we're gonna go Curtis Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna hate this, but I think I'm gonna do the Michael Thomas thing on the back end as my wide receiver 4.
Yeah,
because I need upside here because I got crazy
post pick 100. So anytime he goes post pick 100, I'm more than fine with it.
Yeah, that's
dude. I almost did it in the Bubba and I did a draft last night, so I almost did it there.
I took Curtis Samuel, Stafford 107, Landry 108, Fant 109. So I just got to dodge Guthrie here.
Oh, I did not see Stafford go. That is frustrating.
You don't have a QB?
I do not.
Huh? You should get a quarterback.
Yep. Well, I would really like it. If Trevor Lawrence fell to me, and I know you're
you know
not
what you should
him because
hey, look at Jalen Waddle. I'm gonna take Michael Thomas. You know what you should do? You should not check the settings and take Patrick Mahomes 7 overall in the non-Super League.
I'm not even mad about that because our team turned out so good. So
it did matter. Turn out good. Did Steve Gardner gush about our team, or did he just
no? He was frustrated about some of his picks, and I was like, well, we almost took Mahomes in the first round, dude. So.
It's one of my favorite ITL moments in a long time.
Do you think that Jake would have just never talked to us again?
I think it's possible. I think Jake would have been like, it's funny because
very mad.
Yeah. Jake, like, you know, like we've had Chris Harris on this show a bunch of times, and I mean, I like Chris, and he's always been really, really nice to us. he just does not see us as anybody in the industry. He will never have us on his show ever.
But I don't know if he sees anyone in the industry.
No, he does, because he just had Jake on. So that was my point. My whole point was like, we just don't get that respect. It's only the people that really like us, like Jake and Joe. Okay. So Chris would never have us on our show because we're just low totem mud people. But like, Jake is on Chris Harris's podcast. He's featured everywhere. All Betts is paying him and stuff. And then two of his dickwad friends take Patrick Mahomes in the first round of a non-super flex.
I think D-Wad might be, that might be on the list, right?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not.
I don't think so. This Richard. Right. I was just saying Richard.
Richard.
Let's see. Last couple of picks I got to pick up here after all my bull crap. Kenyon Drake, Jakobi Meyers, Darnell Mooney, McKissick, Callaway went 117, Jonnu 118, Pollard 119, Trevor Lawrence to Bogman at 120, and you also took Henry Ruggs.
Bada boom. Wow, I got a week 7 bye week problem. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Jefferson, Juju, and James Robinson all week 7 bye.
I got Dak Thielen and Eckler. I got a week 6 problem too, Jesus.
Yikes.
That's not good. Russell Gage. Funny, Porter said he called my pick a mile away when I took Michael Thomas. I haven't done it the entire draft season, but I've talked about it. This is the first time I've actually done the Michael Thomas as wide receiver 4. It just makes so much sense for the wide receiver team I put together.
Your wide receiver 4 and post pick 100, that's both fine.
Yeah. Know. Yeah. And, you know, bye week, I think, is 6. So he might only miss 5 games. And, you know, I get to throw him in as my number 1 if he returns right. Last couple of picks, Tony Jones just went 124. Wow. And Chuba Hubbard went 125. Let me see what running backs look like because I'm coming up here.
It's not great.
But it's always the same losers. It's always Alexander Mattison at the top of the board. Always. And every board, he's up there. There's a couple guys I want here. Oh, there goes Madison and Tevin Coleman. David Johnson or Ramondre Stevenson. I mean, I want Ramondre Stevenson for the upside, but David Johnson at this point isn't a bad bet.
Yeah.
I also need wideouts.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting into the it's all swings.
Yeah, it's the dredges here. There goes Mecole Hardman. All right, so I need one more wideout because I did the Michael Thomas thing. Vontae Parker still out there. I really like Rager. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take... Damn. Do I want to go upside or... You know what? No, I'm going to go upside. I'm going to go Ramondre. I was about to take David Johnson, but I'm going to pass. Yeah. I'm going to do upside plays. Ramondre at 130, and then my hope is to take... I'm either going to take Rager or
what
Elijah
is more
Moore.
Likely? Is it more likely that Stevenson leads the Patriots in carries or David Johnson leads the Texans in carries?
That was actually literally my decision. Like, David Johnson is just such a good deal right now. But I was thinking to myself, Ramondre is more likely to be explosive in the backfield than Elijah. There goes Marquise Brown.
Dude, I almost Elijah fell so far. I almost took him where I took Ruggs. But I was like, I think I'd rather have Ruggs. And he fell all the way back. Almost back. So
my decision was going to be between Elijah and Jalen Rager, but Elijah just went.
You take Rager here. You're going to go different position.
No, I think I'm going to go Rager. I'm tempted to take David Johnson too, just to stack up on running backs, but my wideout, I don't have a true backup. Though, if you look at my wideouts, here's what's interesting. I do need a backup. Now, this is the one thing I screwed up. If you take Michael Thomas, it would help if you had late bye weeks. But I have a week 6 by week, and that's the same as Michael Thomas. So, like, I have to have someone to fill in for him. But the others, he's covered. So I'm going to go with my boy, Jalen Rager.
Rager's a good pick.
Yeah, I like that. That's my dude.
Let's see.
Rager.
Jalen Rager.
Who do you want that you're going to be mad about?
I don't know if I'll be mad about anybody going at this point, but... I want to take
Gainwell 138. It's a good pick.
Gainwell's a good pick. God, where is he? He must be way down on the list. I didn't even see him. I thought he had gone a while ago. Who was that? David Johnson did finally. David Johnson
140.
We like
new. That's Tyson Williams.
Tyson queued up.
You should have taken him.
I'm going to go with Mark Ingram.
Not the last round pick, huh?
I mean, might as well be.
Yeah.
And so then I'm going to say, just in case this Trevor Lawrence play doesn't work out, I'll go with Joe Burrow. And then I will take a wideout in the last round, some wideout.
You know, when I think of fantasy success, I think I've got to have a Bengals and a Jaguars quarterback.
I think
you know what I do. You know what I do after
Welsh. So
you know what I do when I take my Jaguars quarterback and I back him up with a Bengal. You know what I say? I go championship,
big cats, battle of the big cats, right there.
You know,
championship.
Matt Ryan 146. I'm very excited
DJ
for your weekly decision making between
your
Bengal or Jaguar.
Fucking commercial. So
hey. Hey, is that? Because that's $20 because I cost myself one too earlier for Marvin Jones. $20, little man. Put that S in my hand.
If that money doesn't show, then you owe me,
My jungle love. Oe. We better be careful. We're gonna get a copyright claim. So good. Yeah. You know they're doing Clerks 3.
Yeah, they just finished filming it.
They did. Glad you know. Mm-hmm. No Jameson Crowder, Mike Gesicki, and Carson Wentz. And I got a nice empty queue.
Empathy
queue. Empathy queue, Tyrell Williams. Lack empathy. Oh, someone right outside my door just screaming.
Oh, that's great.
That's fun. Yeah. Do you want to be on the air? You're so loud. You want
like
everyone to hear
great
me?
Neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a studio today. So.
Who is screaming that they can, hear, you can hear?
They're
them.
Just talking so loud.
Oh.
Just as loud as they possibly. All right. Terrence Marshall at 154.
Like I have three guys in my queue, and he was one of them.
And then I'm going to come back. We only have one more pick because we're not doing kickers or defenses because
we're
sane. I think
in shambles, so I actually got the settings correct.
Hey, let me. It only took the last show. Good job. Mm-hmm. What?
I didn't
what
say it? Anything.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I got no reaction for truth. So
you're gripping onto that mic like something's about to come out. I can see Bogman. He's holding onto that mic for dear life. He's either holding something in or it's about to come out. What? I'm on Ross St. Brown. What happened? Justin Fields just
disappointed.
Went. You know what? We'll do this. Because I did.
Did you?
What is happening out there? I'm going to take.
Did
just for
funsies. How are you?
I did. Trey Lance. Because I got Dak.
When I think of winning scenarios, I think take a quarterback that's hurt and one that won't start week. That's
you know what? 100%. Would I rather have my Jaguar and Bengal quarterbacks or Niner and
I
Cowboys?
I think you might after week one. We'll see.
Maybe.
I also have a Jaguar running back. So there you go. It's always a formula for success. Take
imagine
all the
having a chipped finger.
Just tell me to eat chip?
No. There's a chip in his finger. He chipped his finger.
Chip.
What does that even mean?
I think
chip,
means-
no! A couple people like love that. I always love we rely on the jokes that like 8% of the audience like gets because they really love
anyone
it.
Anyone over 35 will get that. So
Chip, no. Let's see, last couple picks.
I really like Rondell Moore. Is what
Brian
I
want. Edwards, Mac Jones just went 163. Dallas Goedert, Gerald Everett, Jameis Winston, and who do you want?
I want Rondell Moore. I had Amon-Ra St. Brown and Rondell Moore in my queue, and boom, I got him. Boom.
And boom, roasted. Cole Beasley just went. So, Bogman, we got out of this. I mean, I guess it's still in play here.
For $40 or $50, it's absolutely not in play. We do not curse during team sessions. We all know that. So
yeah, but none of it gets edited, so all of it's in play now. Any curse is in play.
There will be no cursing here. So
yeah, but you're not editing.
From
There's
you
no
or
edit.
Me. Yeah. But okay. we need to keep that as a constant. It's like
really?
It just needs to happen. So
why does it happen?
You don't do it, and I don't have to edit the second.
I do this episode. You don't even do this episode. Are you gonna put?
I know, but like you know, we did how many mocks? 10. there are at least three or four that you cursed in this part, and it made me very upset.
Oh, so you're trying to set a standard.
You're trying to set a standard
so we don't get loosey-goosey.
That's right. I just need to relax and calm down, Welsh. That's what I need.
You should calm down a little bit. You know what? A little high strung. I've heard if you hold that in and your blood pressure's high, it really it can affect you long term.
Yeah. Well, I don't have long term anyway, so none of that matters. What do you think, your stupid team?
What did Kyle say down there? Read that.
He said, "I effing love my team. Oh, sure, my rank will move middle of the pack like always." So.
Okay. Whoa. This is hilarious too, because I just looked at the standings and I was in the opposite direction. Like how I did one peek halfway through. That's pretty funny. Why don't you do your super fun, awesome Jaguar Bengal team?
All right. So I got Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow as my Jaguar and Bengal quarterbacks. Then Christian McCaffrey, James Robinson, Miles Sanders, Zach Moss, Mark Ingram as my running backs. Wide receivers are Justin Jefferson, Juju, Jerry Jeudy, Devontae Smith, Henry Ruggs, and Rondell Moore. And my tight end is Mark Andrews. I like this team. This is my favorite team. I think I put together all mock season, and I will go to battle with this team for sure.
You know what would be interesting to do is what if we screenshotted each of the teams without context and we tweeted out and it was like, what team do you like more? What do you think? I wonder what would happen. I mean, let's look at both teams.
My team, because I have Mark Ingram on it. That's why people will give me crap just for that pick.
You have a really strong offense, though. Like, when I look at your team, this is why I think you like it so much, is because
the whole team is offense. So that's good if I have a strong offense.
A strong offense. Oh, boy. I mean
you, that when you one, serve that, him up on a tee, I can't not hit him out of the park, right?
Yeah, one almost cost me $50. And maybe, you know what? And maybe being canceled as well. Like, it might have cost me everything. It would have been Thanos. What did it cost you? Everything. That one was super, super close.
I don't like passive aggressive. Doesn't mean I'm not good at it.
You're great at it. Yeah, you've been tuning it up today.
I have been taught for 38 years how to be passive aggressive, so I am great at it.
But your offense doesn't have a hole is like the big thing that jumps out. Like, your third wideout is Jerry Jeudy is great. Your wideouts are good. I mean, I think the worst thing you have is Trevor Lawrence as your quarterback. And even there, you know, you can deal with it. Yeah. You got a strong tight end. You've got great running backs, great wide receivers. I think your bench lacks a little bit, but it's still pretty good. Zach Moss is your fourth running back. You've got Ingram in there. Devontae Smith. Yeah, this is like a super strong team. And for standings, they gave you the third highest projections. And I'm not really surprised at that, because this is a super strong team that has very minimal holes. It's just, you know, it's you're going to be relying on Trevor Lawrence, but at the same time, you got Joe Burrow. My only worry is if you try to get too cute with matchups, I feel like you could burn yourself occasionally with Burrow and Lawrence, where you're like, all right, you know, this week I'm going to do this, and you're chasing your tail a little bit. But I mean, I could be wrong, and I'm not really sure it matters, because McCaffrey, Robinson, Sanders, studs, three wideouts, studs. You got bench coverage. Week 7 is going to be massive problem for you, because you're top running back, by the way.
Yeah, no, week 7 I lose. So
yeah, because Zach Moss, your backup, shares a bye week as James Robinson, and then you have two wideouts on, which would mean you would be starting Devontae Smith and Henry Ruggs, which isn't horrible.
And Lawrence. So
And Lawrence is out, so you'd have Joe Burrow in there. Again, it's a strong. I would say this is a Boggs. I think this is an A.
Yeah, I think it's the best team I've put together so far. So
yeah. Maybe we'll do the screenshot. I wonder if I could get the screenshot out, and I would like to comment on it to see how much people like it. We'll see. We'll do it in a second. My team, I got Dak Prescott at quarterback with Trey Lance on the bench. My wideouts are Thielen, Debo, Curtis Samuel. On the bench, I got Michael Thomas with Jalen Reagor and Terrace Marshall. My running backs, Jonathan Taylor, Eckler, Gus Edwards is my flex. My bench is Michael Carter, Ramondre Stevenson. And then I got George Kittle at tight end. So, I mean, I don't particularly love where all those wideouts, I want to push down one if possible, but I balanced it with Michael Thomas. If he comes back, of course, it's a big risk. If he doesn't come back, I'm still okay. I took upside in Terrace Marshall. I got Jalen Reagor. My wideouts can do fine. I'm super strong at running back with depth. I've got one of the best tight ends, and I got one of the best quarterbacks. I got a little bit of a week 7 bye, but I really like this team as well.
Hopefully we play each other week 7. That'd be great. So
that'd be great. Yeah. So then it's just a total, like, you know, well, we'll see. What do you think?
Look, what about you? This is a really good team.
Remember when you did that? Remember when you didn't know who the guest was and you said, what about you?
Yeah, I did. And I apologized. I do remember that. But what I'll say is this is a really good team. And I think this is part of what we don't like is, you know, we just drafted 16 team league. So every 12 team is going to look fantastic compared to those. This isn't the best team you put together, but this is a very good team. So yeah. I would say this is probably an A minus.
You know what? Actually, you can do this on the app on Yahoo. They gave me a B.
Okay.
For the team. So I'm going to take.
Are you going to trust that computer algorithm?
Well, no, of course I'm not. I'm not going to trust the computer. I kind of want to do the. I'm trying to figure out how to do this. I'd love to do the screenshot poll to see where people are at. I don't know how much voting we would get by the end of the show. All right, so I figured it out, got it up there. So, I mean, you listening, it doesn't really matter because it's over. But you could go back and look at the results if you would like to do so. And you can see what everybody voted on. But maybe by the end of the show here, because we'll probably look at a couple teams at least on. We didn't even get we already lost past it where the projections were. Maybe we'll pick a couple teams. Did you happen to see who the top projected team was?
I did not. Okay. I just saw that I was third.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the projections on, because we didn't have anybody that ran projections.
No, Toft usually doesn't. He couldn't make this one. So,
Toft.
Yeah, come on, Toft. What, you got to work during the day? Come on. Yeah,
we'll pick a couple teams here and we'll take a look at some of the structure. But I mean, I think yours was an A. I think mine was probably an A minus, but we put it out there and we'll see. We'll see what the voting looks like. And it's completely mysterious in how we're going to, you know, and how people are going to vote and stuff. So what do you think is going to happen? What do you think the voting is going to look like?
I bet you it's 50-50. And I don't have a good feel on it because, like we said, we've been doing so many gigantic 16-man leagues. Even in mocks, we've been doing 14 and we did a couple 16. So, I feel like after doing those, all of the 12 teams feel like they have a pretty solid team. I mean, wasn't your team in the standings like 10?
Oh, and the project, yeah, they projected me. That's what we forgot. So we got kind of stuck in, we got stuck there trying to figure out how to tweet this out and we missed the time, but it had me at 11. It had me down, but there was a big difference. I did unfortunately see, Barrow was probably like, please don't remember any of them, but I do remember who was the bottom and it was Barrow's team. We'll take a look at Barrow's team, who was the worst, but mine was right there. So we'll take a look at a couple others while we wait.
I feel
for
like
some
projections always hate Barrow.
Yeah,
isn't he always last?
Is it the projections?
I mean, whatever.
Are we trying to play math here? Trying to play science? Let's take a look here. Let's see. We'll judge for ourselves. Barrow had Russell Wilson at quarterback. He did not have a backup. That's fine. Terry McLaurin, Deontay Johnson, and Ja'Marr Chase, top three. It's pretty good. On the bench, he has Will Fuller, Marquez Callaway, and Rashad Bateman. That's actually very good.
Pretty good.
Running backs, Zeke with Mixon, Damian Harris at flex, and his bench running backs are Dylan, Tony Jones, Tyson Williams, and Gerald Everett at tight end. I mean, his tight end lacks everything, but this is a strong team. This is a good team. And my point was, in the projections that, you know, that stupid Yahoo put together, Barrow's was like a tier different from every, like mine up to number one, we were then like 200 or 300 points or something like that. But his was like 200 points below mine. So, right. I'm not 100% sure why they don't love it. I mean, Will Fuller,
give any points to they have a donut for Ja'Marr Chase for their projections. They have 1.3 points for Tony Jones, 0 for Tyson Williams, and 0.
Well, those are last year's stats, though. Now I can show you if you click on projected stats.
Oh, my bad.
Ja'Marr is, that's
12 points. Will Fuller has a 0, but he's suspended week one.
Ja'Marr is projected at 1,000 yards with 74 catches and 6.5 touchdowns. So it's not, right. I mean, there are projections on them. Will Fuller's is pretty decent. I just don't like the construction. I mean, the tight end, though, Gerald Everett, they're projecting Gerald Everett to have 800 receiving yards and 79 catches.
I mean, he's one of those buzzy camp guys that, you know, they keep saying, remember, what did Pete Carroll call him, like the fancy boy or something? He called him something weird, but And he's always, you know, Pollyanna about everyone, like you have stated before. But Gerald Everett, like even the beat writers were like, yeah, Russell Wilson really likes throwing the ball to him. So, you know, yeah. He might be the third guy there because, you know, we know it's DK and Lockett. So Everett might be the third guy because Eskridge just didn't get much time to practice with Russell Wilson because he's been banged up.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like a team that is like so wildly unprojected below. I mean, it is also the huge default of 12 team leagues because, you know, you can build strong rosters. You know, if you're pulling stuff together, like mine, he doesn't have like an elite receiver. He has two great ones. And Deontay has a two, is fantastic. Terry McLaurin's his one. His running backs are good though, but I don't know. Maybe it's slapping Damian Harris without the catches. I think he did a decent job on the bench. I think this is a strong team. I think Barrow, yeah, I think they're negatively against Barrow for just no particular reason. I think it was pretty good. I'm trying to remember who I think Braun's team. Oh, you know what? I can take a look. Let's take a look at week project. Check this out. It has you and I facing each other. You want to know a fun fact, Boggs? You and I are projected for the first and third most points in week one on the teams we drafted. You are number one. I am number two by 0.03. And the number two projected team, let's go take a look, is Barwich. No shock. He's always up there. Barwich's team had Patrick Mahomes with Carson Wentz on the bench, Hopkins, Higgins, Claypool at starting wideouts. He has Corey Davis as a flex. Don't like that. And only Brian Edwards. He went heavy running back. Josh Jacobs, Daryl Henderson, Singletary, James White, Madison, Kenny Gainwell, and Travis Kelce at tight end. So he has the Mahomes-Kelce stack. He also got an elite wide receiver, and he just kind of sacrificed with not subpar running backs, but he sacrificed with kind of like needing to stack a whole bunch of running backs to make up for the rest of the spot where he was relatively elite. I don't know if I look at this and think this is like the best team. I really like the stack and I love the top tier player of Mahomes, Hopkins, Kelce. But, you know, there's a grasping at straws at running back and, you know, your flex is in flux, if you will. You know, each week you're going to be trying to put someone else different. We're like you and I, you have Miles Sanders at your flex and I have Gus Edwards at my flex. Like there's no adjusting that needs to happen. I don't particularly love that, but you know, people that love to just hit that wire and especially go aggressive early, this could really work out because if you go and get like a week one stud with a top waiver claim, you throw him in at flex and now you have less questions. I think this is a top half team. I just don't think this is like the best team.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to how are these running backs going to work out? And I understand the strategy, too, because, you know, look, it seems like every running back is a question mark, right? So why not take some sure things in top-tier players, Mahomes, Hopkins, Kelce, and then start attacking on your running backs with Jacobs and Henderson? So I understand the strategy. It's a strategy that makes me nervous. So because yeah. if your running backs have the ability to bomb out earlier than others, everyone's injury prone, but yeah, they did give him an A- for a grade here.
Oh yeah, you can see the grades. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I see the grades that are up here. I was just about to say, let's go look at Porter's team, Ryan Effing Porter, RFP, the American Sniper, we call him. Barwich has given the best grade, yeah, now that I'm looking at it. Which actually, this is interesting, dude. The projections had me at second to bottom. I was given the fourth best grade in this draft. Yeah. How does that work?
How does that work? Goddamn!
How did it give me one of the? I got a B report card, which there's only one A minus, a B plus. You and I were given the same card, report card.
I was ranked two.
You were two in the standings, and I was 11.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job. Here's Ryan Porter's team. He was given the second best grade. Josh Allen at QB. Yeah. Jalen Hurts on the bench. That's pretty good. Wideouts: Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs. So he went back to back wideout. Robbie Anderson at three. His backup wideouts are Mecole Hardman and Christian Kirk. His running backs, Chase Edmonds, Raheem Mostert, Melvin Gordon at flex. On bench, he has Drake Bernard, and he has Kyle Pitts at tight end. So this was early investment on wideouts. It's not a punt running back, but it's a late running back.
This is the exact same type of build that Barwich had, just taking different positions at different places here. You know, obviously, he went Hill, Diggs, 1-2, and then Josh Allen and Pitts were high after that. And that's why you have Chase Edmonds and Mostert as your starters. So it's the same exact draft strategy, just with different positions going. He went wide receivers first. So
I just don't like his bench. I don't think it's a very good bench, but like it's, I mean, the two wideouts, Hill and Diggs could, and Allen, those guys could carry weeks. He's got another stack there. Edmonds and Mostert, you know, if they pay off, this is going to be a really high variance type of team. But I think there's some running back risk, like Edmonds and Melvin Gordon are not guaranteed. Mostert, all three running backs are not even guaranteed to be. I would lean, if I pick one, Mostert would be the guy I would hang my hat on. But like Edmonds and Gordon could lose steam pretty quick, and that's going to hurt the team because there's not depth. But you're going to be held up at the other positions, so that's pretty solid. What other team do you want to? I was going to take a look at Braun. I thought Braun got the top projections. I could be wrong, but now that I'm looking at it, I was incorrect before. Our boy Chad, Tucson's butthole, the number one projected week one team. So let's take a look at that one.
Okay, and then let's look at Braun, because I just looked at Braun's team, and I think it's pretty good.
Okay, well, look at, because I thought Braun might have been the top overall projection.
He is great. Well, I mean, we know that the draft grade is different, but his grade was a B. But yeah, what was Chad's team? Read it off.
Okay, there. So Chad's, he had Aaron Rodgers at quarterback with Matt Ryan on the bench. He has Metcalf, A.J. Brown, and Lockett as his starting wideouts, with D.J. Moore as his flex, so he went wide receiver flex. He also on the bench has Russell Gage and Cole Beasley. His running backs, Dalvin Cook, not Dane Cook, Jamal Williams as his RB2, Philip Lindsay, Pollard, Ahmed on the bench, and Robert Tonyan at starting tight end.
Yeah, I mean, this is another pretty solid team here. I like what he did. He obviously took DK Metcalf, which lost me some money. Not very happy about that, but those wide receivers are strong. I mean, Tyler Lockett as a three is awesome. And to pair that with Cook and Rodgers, how the hell did he grade it a C minus?
I don't know. This doesn't make any sense.
The running back, I understand that Jamal Williams is rough, but you have Philip Lindsay, you have Tony Pollard, like, and I mean, I don't care about Ahmed, but I think you can survive with that. I think where he took DJ Moore, I would have rather had a running back, but I think this is a pretty solid base here, specifically with one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and Rodgers, and those top three wideouts are very strong. So
what I would have done if I were him with this team is I would have, especially knowing you took Jamal, I would have tried to, you know how like Michael Carter fell to me, like target one of those high upside guys that could get you second half run, Ramondre Stevenson, you know, Kenny Gainwell, get those backs that could take over a job
over
somewhere
Ahmed,
instead of,
sure.
Yeah, like Tony Pollard will be an RB1 if Elliott goes down. Ahmed is blah. Like even Lindsay at this point looks blah. Instead of those type of guys, target those guys that maybe week four or five, because you could maybe get away for the first couple of weeks with Jamal Williams as your RB2. Build yourself into that. So that's what I would have done different with this team. Why I don't love, but I mean, he's got incredible wideout depth. He's got a top quarterback, but then, you know, it's like, it's a fine tight end. He's got a great running back one and everything else is fine. This is like a middling team. So, okay. So Bronze was the other one that got a high grade. He got Kyler Murray as a starting quarterback. He took right in front of me, which I was like, no backup. His wideouts, Mike Evans, Amari Cooper, Brandon Cooks. He's got on the bench Jarvis Landry, Marquise Brown, Randall Cobb, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Okay, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Running backs, Najee Harris and Nick Chubb. Javonte Williams at flex. And on the bench, he's got James Conner, Carlos Hyde, and then Noah Fant at tight end. This is a very, very well-constructed team that's balanced in a lot of spots.
You said he projected well, but they graded him B.
Yeah, so, I don't get that. I don't understand that.
I mean, well, I guess there's a difference between projections and grades here that we're just not understanding. But, you know, going Najee and Chubb to start, landing a top five quarterback in Kyler Murray, and, you know, getting a high running back risk in Javonte Williams, I love. And you got Evans and Cooper and Cooks, just – all these wide receivers are falling a little bit farther than they probably should. He got them all at deals. I mean, this team is strong.
This is a really strong team. Like, I'm not crazy on Noah Fant, but it's fine. It's totally fine.
You had to give up as tight end, then you're doing
it's fine. All good. Yeah, exactly. Because you got like a high upside running back as your flex. You've got two great running backs.
The stupid tight ends that, you know, Tonyan and Thomas were top guys that no one thought of last year at all. They were not drafted anywhere. So you can grab one of those guys off the wire if Noah Fant doesn't work out. So,
yeah, this is I bet you the projections did have him at the top. I thought I saw it, but again, I glanced and then I was trying to get that tweet out. So I didn't quite see what Yahoo did. But we also, I think more than anything, know like how embarrassing stupid their projections versus grades are, because it's like I said, it gave me the fourth.
They're clearly not the same thing. They're just clearly not the same thing.
We'll do one more. Let's look at Kyle's team, because he was also given a B. And then there's a huge drop down into the C grade. So Kyle's team, he had Tom Brady, no backup quarterback, Devontae Adams, Robert Woods, Antonio Brown as his starters. Very good. On the bench, he has freaking Marvin Jones, Jacoby Myers, mm-hmm. Paris Campbell, Tyrell Williams. His running backs, Swift and Gaskin. He's got Fournette at flex. Then Justice Hill and Ty Johnson are his backup running backs with Darren Waller. So he went cheaper-ish running backs. I mean, Swift cost him probably a little decent amount. He's got great wideouts, good quarterback. One of the he took Darren Waller 17 overall, and he's actually got some pretty good depth. He doesn't have insane
running
backs. The running
backs
back
are all
depth.
Risky. That's the thing. That's the
he
whole
doesn't have one to really that. Like. Swift is he. You could sit on Swift, but
Swift might not even play week one, which is, and it's a groin injury, which can be problematic. I think he's going to be fine by week two, but he's in question. Miles Gaskin, they ran all three guys during the preseason. They ran Malcolm Brown. They opened with him a couple times. Ahmed got decent amount of carries. Gaskin should still be the guy. And then Leonard Fournette, I love him, but we know Bruce Arians doesn't love him. So, you know, it's Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette. People are in love with Gio Bernard, which I don't understand at all, but maybe he gets some run because Arians has been talking him up. But Arians talked up Fournette last year, and he didn't get run until the playoffs. So who the hell knows with that situation? Yeah. So that's the one hole to poke with Kyle's team.
The big moves, you know, of players and where they went that are going to be curious to a lot of you guys. James Robinson was the last pick in the second round. Just recapping here, that was to Bogman, actually. Mm-hmm. Gus Edwards was the third pick in the fourth round to me. So we both took a couple of the buzzy players. DeAndre Swift, I think, is kind of a dicey-ish guy for some people. He was middle to late round in the third. I'm taking a look here at any other and throw out any other top names. And the round six looked like it was a big upside play. Jonte Williams
fall to for you?
Dak was, let me, where's my stupid name?
Fifth
stupid
or sixth? Name.
I took him in the sixth. I took him in the sixth round. Okay. So the sixth round started with Javonte Williams, then Trey Sermon. So if that gives you guys perspective, that we're in the 60s there.
Sermon. I mean, that's a big spike from the beginning of draft season to be next to Javonte. You know, Javonte
went over most
too,
of
them.
I still just don't get the Sermon over most of thing right now. But, you know,
I think people are frustrated with Mostert getting hurt every year, sure. But Sermon's got hurt every year in college. So
yeah, well, there's a funny comment about my team and the tweets we'll do here in a second. looking through, Leonard Fournette went in the sixth round. Just trying to give you guys some of the buzzy named players that might jump out. Kenny Golladay fell to the seventh. I think that's quite a fall with the Q tag there. So, you know. Whatever QAnon comment I could make about it, his nickname, but he's down in the seventh. I don't have it, so I'm not. I guess I'll just move past it. Michael Carter fell down to the eighth. That was one that I took, so we're kind of seeing a little bit of a fall for him. Philip Lindsay was the first of the Houston backs to go. He went at the bottom of the eighth round. He actually went above Zach Moss, which is pretty crazy, actually, to think about. LaVisca was in the ninth. He's a buzzy guy. Michael Pittman, you know, we had that poll between the two. And Chenault went only four picks above Pittman. They went the same round in round nine.
And remember, I said I have them next to each other, literally, all my rankings. So,
yeah. Michael Thomas went in the 10th. That was to me. That was post 100. That was why I pulled the trigger on that. Chuba Hubbard keeps going really, really high and stuff. I think that's interesting. Justice Hill went in the 11th round. I took Ramondre Stevenson in the 10th.
Tony Jones, where did he go?
Tony Jones went right. He went in the 11th round as well. He went right before Hubbard. So he was the fourth pick in the 11th round. Chuba was the fifth. I took Ramondre as the 10th pick in the 11th round. We had Carlos Hyde, the first pick in the 12th round. David Johnson fell to the bottom of the 12th round. And then the last couple rounds are just whatever they are. But that gives you guys an idea. Oh, one other. Sony Michel, eighth round. Bottom of the eighth round. One pick before Philip Lindsay. So I just want to give people a perspective for the final mock draft going into this weekend to know those are where kind of the questionable name guys were falling if you guys wanted to do so. And Bogman, we walk out of here with I'm $20 richer, mm-hmm. which is nice.
Congratulations.
I could use that 100%. And let's see what the voting did. I think it moved around. So what do you think it is?
I like I said, I think it's 50-50.
This is the path. It started 60-40 in favor of my team. Then it went to 50-50. pretty heavily in favor of yours. 63% team Trevor Lawrence over my team. And a couple interesting comments. Josh said number one for FTS.
FTS, yeah.
What is that?
That's the Josh that was in our draft, dude.
Oh, he almost made me say it. Okay, so he liked my team. So Josh liked my team, probably just hatred of you. Jordan said, I went with Dak, but I really don't like Thielen as wide receiver one. I agree, Jordan. I think he'll disappoint if you're counting on him. And then Johnny said, I could see 65% of team one out with injuries by week five. I almost want to lose. Johnny?
Kurt Samuel's already banged up. Dak has been hurt. Kittle was hurt all year last year. Okay, I get it. I get what
I was ready to... I was ready to give up $10 for Johnny there for a minute, but I think I'll keep my money. I'll buy myself some lunch or something like that. You draft results over on Patreon if you want to check it out. Plus, here's the big thing. Today, the rank update is there for this weekend. This is it. I know you guys might have drafts on Monday. We'll be updating throughout the weekend when we do it. But if you want to make sure you've got the latest and greatest with the Gus Edwards stuff, with the adjustments that happen, with Cam Newton leaving the Patriots. All of those are live on our Patreon where you can get Bogman and the Welsh PPR ranks. Plus, Bogman has got Superflex, IDP. There's some Dynasty up there. All of those for planning for whether you're drafting Saturday, Sunday, Labor Day, or even the day after. We got you covered. So come and sign up, patreon.com/ITL Army. Plus, the group me rooms going to be popping off this week. This is going to be it. The start and sit room. We've got a football room. We've got a whole bunch of other cool stuff as well. Have a couple secret shows since we missed one this last month coming up. Live streams. Bogman does the Thursday or Monday night streams with Bogman where you can hang with someone and play some games, talk about what's going on in the game. I've got a stream mid-month, which I think where I do autographs and break cards. And I think we're going to do another round of football, some football stuff I've got. And we did a football break last month and killer stuff. We did this draft prison bogs. I don't know if I showed you all of the cards, but you know,
you showed Trevor me Lawrence, some of them. They look badass.
Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, Josh Fields, all that type of stuff was in Justin Fields. I said Josh Fields, who was a former, wasn't he the former Josh? Who am I thinking of, Josh? I always do that with the former like third baseman who was a football baseball player. Or am I thinking of Drew Henson?
Yeah, that might be Drew Henson. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who we're talking about now, but
yeah,
isn't Josh Fields the one that got arrested?
Josh Fields. Let's look. Who's Josh Fields? Josh Fields.
Now, who was the baseball prospect that went one overall?
Yeah, Josh Fields. Okay, so Josh, I was. So baseball mind, by the way. Josh Fields is with the Dodgers. He's a pitcher, and he was in, he was like a big trade. Now I got to look at what, he was involved in like a big trade at one time. And I think it was a Jordan Alvarez trade now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, that's what it was. Baseball people care. Josh Fields was the guy that the Dodgers acquired, and they traded Jordan Alvarez to the Astros, who is now one of the best players in baseball. It was a really bad trade. So that stupid stuff gets stuck in my head when I should be saying the big quarterback that everyone's excited about for the Bears, but you know, dumb brain.
I can't remember who was the one who, like, you know, they had, the prospect was, arrested. Oh God. Like there was video of him and everything. Like the,
really?
It wasn't Fields. I can't remember who it was now. I don't know. It'll come to me as soon as we shut the microphones off.
That'll be great when it comes to you. It'll be, and we'll tweet about it. We'll tweet about the whole thing. $30? Mm. No, I was just giving you an open if you wanted to throw one at me.
No, you can't get me. So
it's a free pass. So Patreon, check it out. Like I said, all the crazy stuff. It's a great month. Support us. And we'll be talking about it next week. We'll be setting up some DFS contests because it's legal now officially for me, and Bogman can at least play DraftKings. Apparently in Texas, you can't play FanDuel. So we'll have some DraftKings set up that are going to be Patreon only, which would be a lot of fun. So if you want to have a cool extra experience for the fantasy football season, we suggest you come and check us out. Come hang with us, patreon.com/ITL Army. And you are supporting the independent podcasting that is Bogman and the Welsh. Coming up next week is obviously the Thursday episode is going to be the first of the regular season. And we previewed that in the last episode, but we're going to be taking your voicemails. Send in a recording, 60 seconds or less, to inthisleague@gmail.com. You can bring up whatever you want. It can be questions.
I got some messages. People are excited about him.
Good. Have we gotten any voicemails yet?
I mean, that's on you, man. Remember?
Oh, I thought you just said you. What message?
No. I got messages that people are excited about them. So about doing them. So
good. Okay. Didn't do them. Then it'll be great. And we'll have a great time if you guys do them. Plus, we'll be doing all of our picks, plays, and we've got a new segment called the Cheat Sheet, which is going to just have some really in-depth Bogman stuff, a little bit of DFS, all that. We'll be doing that in the Thursday episode. And the Monday episode will be just, it's going to be kind of nutty, where we will be kind of, well, we do our shares. That's the one thing we keep forgetting to talk about, Boggs. That is part of the Monday, is the shares.
And the chicken.
The chicken, where we play chicken. We talk about our top shares, and we'll do some of our predictions for the year. And that's going to be the setup for next week. So make sure you are subscribed to the podcast anywhere, essentially, but Google Podcasts. We suggest any of the others. And follow us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. Good luck on all your drafts this weekend. I know it's going to be crazy for a lot of you. Patreon members have access to us. You know where to find the ranks. Go back and listen to all the episodes. Bogman, thank you so much for my $20. It's going to be spent well.
I'm very excited.
Thanks, bud.
Enjoy it, friend.
Thanks, bud. All right, bye, guys. We're out of here.
See you, guy.